We have been taking your calls on 011-883-0702, also on 072-702-1702, on the difference between vinyl and digital recordings. Chad on WhatsApp saying, devices make very little difference. Good music is good music, no matter what it is played through. Ooh, I'm sure some would agree, disagree strongly with that. But what are your thoughts? Send those through still on that WhatsApp line, or otherwise give us a shout, 011-883-0702. Here's another conversation that certainly would have the nation and the 702 listeners divided. Is the question on a total ban on public indoor smoking, no more branded boxes, tobacco plan moves closer to law. Now, cigarettes and vapes are those, particularly in South Africa, that are being used and now are going to be seeing even tighter regulation. What does this all mean? Let's speak to Dr. Sharon Nyatsanza, now Director of the National Council Against Smoking. Dr. Nyatsanza, good afternoon. Good to have you with us on 702 Drive. What does it mean that there will be much tighter regulation on cigarettes and vapes?
Yes, so you just mentioned the smoke-free areas. So currently, for example, in South Africa, we have what they call smoking sections or smoking rooms. So let's say you go to a restaurant, some of the restaurants, you still find that they have smoking rooms in public indoor areas. With the new law that's coming in, all the public indoor areas, all the public, for example, indoor workplaces will become 100% smoke-free. So you can't smoke within those areas. And the reason really is because what has been proven, obviously, years ago, is that even if you try to segment as a non-smoking from a smoking section, you can't stop the smoke from going into the non-smoking section. So what you actually have currently in South Africa is that we have non-smokers being involuntarily exposed to the smoke, which is as harmful as the tobacco smoke being inhaled directly by the smoker itself.
So in essence, I mean, if you are a smoker now, it essentially means the only place you'll be allowed to smoke is in your own backyard.
So basically, you can still smoke in outdoor areas, but obviously, let's say it's a stadium, it's an outdoor area, it's still outdoor, but it's a stadium. That is still a place where the public can congregate. So again, you are still exposing the non-smokers, so you can't. But there definitely will be areas that you can still smoke, but there are just tighter restrictions, and the main reason really is to try to prevent those who don't smoke as well.
Yeah, and what's the objective?
So objectively, there is firstly to protect non-smoker, because secondhand smoke is as harmful as I said previously, especially for the children, because the kids' little organs, for example, they are still developing. And what we have is when we expose them secondhand smoke, their organs actually might never develop to full potential. So the main reason really is to try and protect the rights of the non-smoker. But what we also have is, if you think like decades ago, people could still smoke at airports. People could smoke even in aeroplanes as well. So what we're trying to achieve slowly, and what we've already achieved, is changing the societal acceptability of smoking and also changing the social attitudes around it. So when we actually have lesser and lesser people smoking in public, we actually will see a shift, you know, in social acceptability of smoking as well.
Are the laws becoming any clearer around the question of electronic vaping products? And previously, it's been understood by smokers that, no, if I'm using, for example, these products, I can smoke indoors. You know, I can be in a car with non-smokers. It's absolutely fine. They're not as dangerous as the real cigarettes.
So in regards to the vaping and e-cigarettes, there actually was no law at all. So it's not a matter of whether the laws are more clear. There was no law at all regulating e-cigarettes. And as you said, e-cigarettes actually have lesser toxins. Of course, that is still debated, but you're still exposing the non-smoker as well. So in areas where you can't smoke, you also cannot use a vape. So for vaping, it's basically the law is coming in to regulate a space which is not regulated at all. So we're talking about how they are packaged, how they are advertised. For example, if they're labeling for the products. So currently, for example, some of them are not even labeled. Some of them have got even nicotine content higher than that in tobacco. Some of them are being marketed in ways that actually are attractive more to the younger people and to the children than to the adults. So the law comes in basically to regulate that space which is not touched on before.
So going forward, if this bill, for example, is approved and put as law in the country, what you're saying is that branded boxes will be a thing of the past. There'll be no such in our stores. In fact, more than anything else, you will actually stop seeing cigarettes in stores.
Yes. So what we see currently is branded boxes. But if you go to countries like Australia, the UK, they don't have those anymore. What they do have now is you can still see the brand name. Let's say it's a Marlboro product. You can still see the brand name. But what you have, instead of having textual health warnings that we currently have, you now start to see what they call picture health warnings. So instead of saying smoking may cause cancer, they actually will also that will also come in with a related picture to show what that actually means. So that is what we call standardized, or we call that plain packaging with graphic health warnings. So South Africa will now join over 50 countries who do have such measures in place. And in terms of whether you still have cigarettes in shops, you still have them, but they will not be displayed. You left to actually request for the product of your choice. And so you're basically trying to stop all avenues of marketing, and that is really one of the biggest drivers of youth smoking.
And where is this process now, and as far as this bill is concerned?
So the bill was approved, to actually go to Parliament. So Cabinet approved it to go to Parliament. So we still have, the portfolio committee, the portfolio for health committee. We still have to have hearings. It will still have to go to the National Council of Provinces as well in Parliament for public hearings. And then, so it's still a long process. It just has been approved to go to Parliament. And that is a long process in itself. That is where the bill is.
Dr. Sharon Nyatsanz, I appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on, Director of the National Council Against Smoking. So, major changes on the horizon for South African smokers following this latest development, the Cabinet's approval of the Tobacco Products and Electronic Delivery System Control Bills for submission to Parliament. This bill can introduce, as part of the country's legislature, some of these suggested moves. For example, no smoking indoors, with even some outdoor public spaces becoming off limits. Branded boxes replaced by graphic images, stronger health warnings. Basically, you won't be seeing cigarettes on display at shops, and they will be using kind of bland, plain kind of branding, and they will not be allowed to be displayed anywhere where people can actually see them. So making things a little bit tighter, do you welcome the tighter regulations on smoking? Smokers, non-smokers alike, let us know what your thoughts are. Give us a shout on 011-883-0702. You can also get in touch with us on the WhatsApp number 072-702-1702. Do you welcome this bill? It was given to Cabinet. They've given it a stamp of approval to go now to Parliament. And I'm sure Parliament will open it up to some of your submissions, particularly in the public consultation process. What are your thoughts on that? 011-883-0702.
Good afternoon, 702. Look, I think it's a great idea in theory about not allowing smoking sections within indoors, but the government or even citizens don't abide by the current law, which says you cannot smoke within 50 meters of an entrance to a public building. All the smoking zones are right by the entrance where the general public and the children need to walk through. So who are we fooling by now trying to say, oh, by not allowing smokers within the public premises to have a smoking section, that we will enhance the safety of citizens who don't smoke? My goodness, we can't do the basics. Have a wonderful one.
Much appreciated. Thank you. All right. 011-883-0702, 072-702-1702. Is it failure to do the basics, or is this law moving in the right direction towards the health of those who do not smoke?